Blog Talk Radio.
The opening theme, some Broken Glass, Stone Cold, Steve Austin's theme. This is Wrestle Talk Across the Country, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in hot Los Angeles. My comrades are in Pittsburgh, Ralph Williams, Bubba Brewer, Smoking Jim Frazier, 347-205-9631. 60 minutes goes by quick, and it's better than 60 minutes with Dan Rather. If you happen to miss this show, catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay that red carpet down, put the podium in place, hand off the mic to these guys. Ralph, you started off first. You can pass it over to Bubba and Smoke and Jim. How are you? How can people get a hold of you? And, man, there is a lot to talk about tonight, but let's get the sponsors out of the way to pay the freight.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Great to be here tonight with everyone. And you can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. And you can get a hold of me on Facebook and LinkedIn and the new X. It's no longer Twitter. It's called X. So you can get a hold of me on X. And then also my YouTube channel. And today I just did a new Ralph Williams one-on-one. And I want to thank Bubba for the graphics. Today with Marianne Costello, and I'm working on a couple other guests in the future. And so also Tuesday night, Smoking Jim and I do our sports radio show called Sports Corner. It's on Beaver County Radio, 99.3 FM, live on their Facebook page, their YouTube channel, AM 1230, AM 1460, and also you can get them on their website live and on their app, and also on my new website, www.rwmedia.org. And also, this show is brought to you tonight by Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, and Let's Talk Sports. All right, I'll get to the other sponsors since we get around the horn here for everyone. Go ahead, Smoking Jim.
Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim
Frazier. Bubba.
Thanks, Ralph. The Triple B Experience on YouTube and Spotify and Facebook. And you can also follow me on the X at Brewer_Bubba. And you can email me at thetripleb77.official@gmail.com. And you can also check my Mania Megacast show for the SummerSlam picks on the YouTube channel of the Triple B Experience this week before the show.
Okay, Mark.
Yeah, you can get me all over the place on Mancini Media. I'm blessed to be a part of this thing on Thursday, the throwdown. So, man, Ralph, I'm ready to get these topics out of the way. We'll start with you. Give it over to Smoking Jim. Bubba will have a topic, and I'll throw one.
All right, first of all, we're in the First Line Consulting Services studio, 1-877-926-6982. Give them a call today for your website needs. I have to tell you, a low monthly payment will get you a website, a management of the website, and upload your videos. Nothing beats the price. First Line Consulting Services, 1-877-926-6982. They are a studio sponsor here. Also, I want to talk about Sleep Pittsburgh. Sleep Pittsburgh is our newest sponsor, or one of them at least, because we have two. All right, Sleep Pittsburgh, 412-462-7858. They're located in Homestead, right on 8th Avenue. And I got to tell you, Sleep Pittsburgh will take real good care of you. They took good care of me when I needed a bed. I got a memory foam mattress. I didn't have to take out a loan. They have bunk beds. They have day beds. They have futons. They have lift chairs. They have recliners. Check it out today. Call them. And also, the most important key thing here is no credit check financing. So if you need to get a bed and you don't have any money and you're so poor that the Dollar Tree sent you a sympathy card, you need to call Sleep Pittsburgh today, 412-462-7858. All right, next is Bon Journey. Bon Journey is a cover band that does Bon Jovi and Journey too. This week they're taking a few weeks off. They will be back in playing and performing August 19th at Jurgles, not Warrendale. And then on August 26th, they're going to be at the Venuski Winery in Belle Vernon. So check out Bon Journey. I got to tell you what, these guys can really play and jam to these Bon Jovi and Journey tunes. They had a sellout last week at the McDonald's Fest. And I got to tell you, Gary Biggerstaff, Rob Schein, Dan Newman, Justin Walker, and Matt Friday, I got to tell you what, these guys can play. One heck, some Bon Jovi and Journey tunes. And I got to tell you, they can play. All right, guys, we have a lot to talk about tonight, although I don't have as much to talk about in quantity, but in quality, we have a lot to talk about tonight. So we're going to start off with our key main topics tonight. We're going to talk about Ted DiBiase Jr., Vince McMahon away from the WWE again, and later on, we're going to talk about the dark side of the ring. I thought it was one of the best episodes so far that they have put up. All right, wrestling news. AEW, CM Punk has brought back the old AEW championship and put an X over it. And so he is going to be the champion. CM Punk. He never was beat for the championship. He had to give it up due to injury. So Punk will also be in a match with Ricky Starks, and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat will be the special guest referee at All In. Also, the women's division right now in the AEW has bad morale. A lot of the women are frustrated about their booking, and they're talking about leaving AEW. So we're going to find out where that goes. All right, I have something for you that's going to blow your socks off, Mark, because you know this guy better than anybody. The return of Rob Van Dam to AEW. And get this, he is coming here to challenge Jack Perry on behalf of Jerry Lynn. Jerry Lynn and Taz arranged to bring in RVD to challenge Jack Perry at All In for the FTW Championship. And also Hook, who is Taz's son, is possibly going to the WWE. All right, we can get started with this AEW stuff. We'll go around the board here. Mark, you start first.
Well, I'll tell you, yeah, Rob Van Dam, worked with him. You know him very well, and, boy, I love that trademark, you know, where he comes out there. And, yeah, he's going to push it in AEW. This is what they need, man. They need that push. I think the other big news, too, if I can add to this, you know, Triple H calling, these guys a secondary market. Yeah, right. I wouldn't throw stones at, on bridges that you might have to cross over in some time. Do not blow up a bridge. You can burn it, but you can't blow it up. And I was very surprised at Triple H throwing that out there, calling them a secondary market.
Yeah, I don't like that either. But go ahead, Bubba.
Well, you know how Triple H is. He's just doing that to cause controversy because that's just how he is sometimes. But also, too, Ralph, when you're talking about the ladies division in AEW, it has been very weak for a while now. And Toni Storm losing last night was probably the signs of it. But RVD coming in and facing Jack Perry, that is phenomenal. And I've always been an RVD fan, so that'll be great.
Smoker Jim. Excuse me.
Yeah, I tell you what, Mark and Ralph and Bubba said it all, but yeah, I'm looking forward to the Rob Van Dam, Jack Perry matchup. A little disappointed with Triple H and a lot of things that he's been doing lately, but to say another federation is a secondary market, I think that was very poor, but CM Punk's doing a great job.
Oh, yeah. I got to tell you this, guys, and I've said this many times, do not open up a can of worms you can't close, okay? Triple H is opening up a can of worms with that kind of statement, and he's not going to be able to close it. One thing you never want to do is you never want to piss off the competition. That's one thing you never want to do, because what will happen is you piss off the competition, they're going to get angrier and angrier, and what are they going to do? They're going to come after you, okay? That's like I'm competition now on radio in Pittsburgh now. And all this other competition of mine has pissed me off. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to make it my mission to shut everybody down. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And that's because Smoker Jim and I, we're going to shut everybody down. Because you know why? Because they pissed me off. You open up a can of worms, you can't close. And that's exactly what Triple H just did. And I believe that he could regret it later on. As far as RVD goes, I'm so happy to see him back as well. I think he's going to be a good draw for AEW. He's always been a popular wrestler. And I can't wait to see what Jack Perry's going to do when he loses that belt. But I'm going to tell you what, he's going to lose it. He's got Jerry Lynn behind him, RVD, and he's got Taz behind him. And I know Taz had something to do with this. They've been friends for many years, going all the way back to NCW. All right, let's talk about the WWE news here. Shawn Michaels is pushing hard to keep LA Knight in the WWE. Rumor has it he's unhappy with his last push. He's been running his mouth in a locker room, making waves. People are not happy. But Shawn Michaels has been pushing to keep him. No Owens and Zayn on the card for SummerSlam because, you know, Kevin Owens is hurt. Rumor has it he may retire, but he still has a five-year contract to be extended to 10 years at his wishing. All right, Seth Rollins is leaving the WWE. He will lose at SummerSlam to Finn Balor.
Wow.
And the reason he's leaving is because he has a lot of injuries and he has to get two surgeries, okay? And he's going to be out for a while. So Seth Rollins will be losing to Finn Balor at SummerSlam. Kevin Owens did sign a 5-to-10-year contract with the WWE, but now due to his latest injury, has said he is wrestling only another year because he wants to retire. Claims his body is beat up and everything else. And I got to tell you something. Rey Mysterio went down with a concussion, but he was back on Tuesday on NXT to tell Dom that he's going to be on the side of the Dragon Lee, as Dragon Lee is going to take on next Tuesday on NXT, Dom Mysterio, Dirty Dom, for that North American title. And I was so happy to see Rey Mysterio back. And he was on the screen, and he said, "Hey, Dom," he says, "I'm going to be in Dragon Lee's corner." So that's I love that. I love that segment. It was great. Teddy Long says Nick Aldis still has the money in him to wrestle. And if the WWE puts him in a coaching position or as an agent, it's not going to work. And wrestler Adrian Street passed away at the age of 82 years old. All right, guys, we'll go around the horn. Start with you, Smoking Jim.
Oh, man, I tell you what, Ralph, you gave us so much material to work with. Number one, no matter what, congratulations, Rey Mysterio, coming back from that concussion. I seen his head bounce off the floor, and it's amazing that he was even able to even get it back in the ring. I'm glad they stopped it. I'm glad he's doing better. But no way Dragon Lee beats Dirty Dom. Dirty Dom is wrestling right now. I'll tell you what, man, he's hot. He's on fire. He's getting better and better each week. And if Dragon Lee is not a good father, that'll really give Dirty Dom some incentive. But it's a shame. This is Ralph. This is Seth Rollins' time. It's too bad that he's leaving the WWE to have surgery. And too bad about Kevin Owens. And they got to do everything they can to keep L.A. Knight. L.A. Knight is hot, is a firecracker right now. He got to stay in the WWE for the fans.
Bubba.
We're talking about your radio personality. So I just want to say that Dom and the NXT pay-per-view was phenomenal with Rhea Ripley coming in, and that pay-per-view surprised me a little bit on how Dom is starting to be a main event performer. So Dragon Lee can come in. I know they're going to push him, but Dom's still going to retain that title. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and that Dragon off of that main event actually looked good too. Now, when you said something about Seth Rollins going, I actually picked Finn Balor to beat him at SummerSlam and actually have Damian Priest cash in, I believe, afterwards, which was stark, a little controversy, you know, in that Judgment Day faction. But I know Seth is actually doing stuff with MCU, so he's doing a lot of stuff besides being injured.
Mark?
Well, the big thing is the Seth Rollins thing. I mean, you broke that. I didn't even know that, that he'll drop it to Finn Balor. I didn't think he would. This is the big shocker here because I thought, you know, when you look at, you know, Seth Rollins and you look at Roman Reigns, and I keep telling you the Reigns thing's not going away. That thing's going to, you know, be a big thing all the way to Philly next April when he'll probably go against The Rock. But the Seth Rollins, man, that is huge breaking news, brother.
Yeah, his body, I read a report, Mark, his body's beat up. He really, he says he needs to get at least one, maybe two surgeries, and he's got to cure up from some injuries. And, you know, I think he's like 38 years old or almost 40. And, you know, you can't, your body, once you reach 40 years old, your body just can't, you know what I mean, perform like it did. Also, one other thing I left out, too, at this moment, they have no plans, WWE, and I left this out, and I'm sorry, for Randy Orton right now. And a rumor has it is if he does come back, they have plans for him to be some kind of a coach or an agent or a manager. So, you know, we'll go around the board with this real quick, and then we'll move on to our next topics of the evening. We'll start off with you, Bubba.
I don't think Randy Orton should be a coach right now. I think he's too viable as an in-ring talent. Hopefully everything that's injured heals up. I know he's got some back surgery. He had some back issues. But as of right now, if he's 100%, he's better in the ring than he is out in the ring, given guys his knowledge right now.
Mark?
Well, I think the big thing here is, I mean, they're worried about his back. That injury, you know, that can flare up every now and then. I'm not a big fan of back surgery. I never have. I think if you have a back problem, just grab your 800 Motrin. That'll take care of the problem till it resurfaces again. He injures his back again. This can really set him back. So, but the manager, like Bubba said, I'm not ready to give him a manager position yet. I don't know even if when he comes back, is he going to be a heel? Is he going to be a face? You know, does he go against Riddle? This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, because Riddle hasn't done much lately either. Smoking Jim.
Hey, I agree with Bubba and Mark.
All right. Okay, right now I want to talk to you today about Hillcrest Farm in Richmond, Ohio. Hillcrest Farm in Richmond, Ohio has hay grain beef. They have natural beef. I got to tell you, you have to check out some of their package deals. They have a variety box for $195. You get 4 pounds of burgers, 10 pounds of ground beef, 2 packs of filet mignon, 2 roasts, and 10 steaks for $195. And you know what? That's not a bad deal either. Roast beef box, $200. 7 roasts, 30 pounds of ground beef. There you go, Bubba. You can have a Sunday family dinner at your house there with 7 roasts. Ground beef box, $95. There you go, Bubba. You can cook out all 20 pounds of ground beef, man. Have all these people come over for burgers, man. There you go. All right.
All right.
All right. Contact them today, 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894. Right up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio. Not far. Right across that beautiful-looking suspension bridge. That's about the only beautiful thing of Steubenville. Go right across there and then up the hill from there in a fine little community called Richmond, Ohio. It's beautiful up there. I tell you what, you go up there, check out their little town, and you can email them at hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com and check out their website because they're shipping now. They can ship to your house. You don't have to go to the farm. It's www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. You also have a Facebook page, Hillcrest Farm. All right, guys, we're going to talk today about Ted DiBiase Jr. Now, I don't know if you guys know, he's being indicted for food stamp fraud and stealing from public assistance in Mississippi. Ted DiBiase Jr. The highest or the steepest penalty, from what I found out, was he could get up to 45 years in prison. So let's get started around the horn. So we'll start with
Wow.
Wow, 45 years in prison, man, that's kind of hard, man. That's rough. I know there's a few professional athletes who've been, former professional athletes who've been called to the carpet on similar charges, but man, hopefully it's not true. You're innocent until proven guilty, so, you know, hopefully he didn't do what they said he did.
Well, if it don't fit, you must have quit. So I just want to let everyone know. All right. Mark.
That's amazing, man. Unbelievable. You know, food stop fraud and all that stuff, you got to really watch out for that, man. That's amazing. And, boy, wow, that's a lot of years to be put in prison for that offense. Gosh,
well,
I don't know what Bubba thinks.
Yeah, go ahead, Bubba.
Well, I think he extorted his business company, I believe. I don't know if you can quote me right on that. But, I mean, probably living in the shadow of his dad, and he couldn't make it in the WWE. I mean, God bless him, he was in there. But he didn't have a really good career, so he, you know, got an education and did what he had to do. But, you know, stealing, you know, fraud, you know, all that stuff is not good. And 45 years is a long way for a crime, because there's people out there that have done way worse. I'm not saying, he, it's a good crime to do. But 45 years is a long time to be in prison when there's worse crimes out there. So we shall have to see. But he's nothing like his dad.
Well, I hope his dad can find the money to go get a good lawyer. You know what I mean? Because like you said, people have – I've seen people – and you know what? You're not wrong on that. You know, I've seen people do, oh, my gosh, and get off like on 1 or 2 years of probation or something. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
All right. We have 223 people at this time listening to the show, and I want to thank everyone for doing that. Next. Vince McMahon away from the WWE yet again, but this time two purposes. Number one, legal issues yet again, and also for a medical procedure that he has to have done. Guys, this Vince McMahon saga has been going on for too long. Mark, we'll start with you.
Well, I've always said, and I look at it like in football or anything, when you get a malcontent and you get him into your city, you've already seen the problems. The leopard can't change his spots. And you get him in your city and you think you're going to be the team that's going to turn this guy around. Unfortunately, it's just another headache in another city, and it's another blown-up bridge if you want to look at it like that. We've seen a lot of these guys across the board. And now we see Vince McMahon that has his trouble with, you know, the sexual misconduct where it cost him $7 million or whatever, paying the former wrestler, you know, for oral sex or whatever. It's simply, I mean, this guy needs to go. I don't know why when somebody buys a business, they think this is best for business to bring him back in here, that you've seen the long list of laundry being strewed out here. Why would you do that? They should have let Triple H, Stephanie run this thing and get the hell out of Dodge with this guy. And that's why he kills his company. And that, you know, and I've heard the ratings are up and everything. I don't believe too much with a guy like this, so I'd have to see it. But I just don't understand it, man. He should have been gone a long time ago.
Yeah, absolutely, God, Bubba.
Well, I think Vince will do whatever Vince does because he's Vince McMahon, and he doesn't care, and he still owns the majority of the WWE, so he's still calling the shots from wherever he is at. He's got a Batman phone stuck in his living room, his bathroom, his poolside. He knows what's going on all the time. But I just read somewhere today that that Fox is not happy with SmackDown or WWE ratings. Now, I don't know how true that is. It could be news breaking today, but I read it, and I'm trying to find it here. Now, if I find it, I'll read it before we get off the air.
Oh, no, Bubba. That's been, that has come out. That came out about a month or so ago. They were talking about canceling their contract when it's up because they're upset with the WWE because they're not making the money on it that they were supposed to, and the ratings were down on SmackDown. And,
right.
So, yeah, I did. Yeah, you're exactly right. You're not wrong on that one. Smoking Jim.
Okay.
Well, I said it before, and I'll say it again. I'll never say nothing bad about Vince McMahon. I think he's the biggest thing in entertainment television. And whatever Vince McMahon do, I'm in this corner, brother.
All right. Let me talk to you today about our next sponsor, Draft 412. Draft 412 is a website that's run by some really great, successful guys, JT Toth, who happened to be on our external bum show on Saturday, Joe Kuglis, Emin Mahan, and Dave Finoli and Chris Fletcher. Okay? These guys run this Draft 412. They're professionals. Dave Finoli is a historian and author, and this past week on his show, the 412, he just had Ryan Shazier on. So, and Joe Kuglis, he does a show here on Block Talk Radio on Tuesday, Draft Nation. These guys are thorough. I've had them on my show many times. Smoker Jim and I have had them on Sports Corner, all four of those guys at one time. All right. And we've had Dave Finoli on our on Sports Corner, so on the TV show. So what I'm saying is that this is a professional group. They break down everything about a draft, athletes connected with anything. Currently, they're breaking down about the Steelers training camp. They're breaking down about training camps all across the NFL. They're very thorough at what they do. Subscribe to their newsletter. It's $9 a month. We'll send it to your email. I tell you what, I get it. It's very thorough. And I tell you what, I enjoy every minute of it. Draft 412. All right. Our next topic, guys, the dark side of the ring about the end of the WCW and Vince Russo. I tell you what, this is a touchy story here, but I enjoyed every minute of this dark side of the ring because I tell you what, this was something else. Vince Russo is a complete moron. And let me tell you why. Because once he got away from Vince McMahon, he soiled the bed. And I think everybody in this panel tonight, everybody here on our show tonight will agree, and those listening will agree, he soiled the bed once he got away from Vince McMahon because he didn't have Vince there to help him when he needed help. He didn't know how to solve problems. He didn't know how to do anything. He was completely like a deer in the headlights. So what's your thoughts on what I'm saying here about Vince Russo and this dark side of the ring? Smoker Jim, we'll start with you.
Yeah. I mean, you said it all, Ralph, man. You set the table on this one. I agree with you 100%, Buzz.
All right, Bubba.
Well, when I seen it live, I couldn't believe it went down. And then when Hogan left, if he would have been talking trash to the Hulkster like he did, the Hulkster would have broke him like a pretzel. Vince Russo was, if it wasn't for Vince McMahon letting him do the stuff, the sensualize and the attitude era stuff that he did a little bit, not a lot, but he just thinks he's all that in a bag of chips. And he's not real salty to me because I talked to him a couple times, and he's not all that. And I hate to bash people, but he's not – no one's going to listen to a guy who actually hasn't got in the ring to actually do stuff and it's actually paying him. So I just think it was a farce what he did to Hogan and how it went down like that.
Oh, absolutely. Mark?
Well, he was on the other side of the coin in XPW, and we went against Paul Heyman in ECW. And, you know, a guy like Paul Heyman, Cornette, you know, these are kind of guys that let them run the whole organization. You know, they'll do wonders for it. Yeah, Russo, you know, another guy that, like Bubba said, hasn't paid his dues, that was given an opportunity, you know, and that's what it has. I mean, you know, never got his hands, you know, dirty in the ring, and you know, this is what happens. It's a, you know, a sidekick to, you know, Vince McMahon. That's why more respect goes to the guys, like I said earlier, when you look at a Triple H, when you look at a Stephanie, let those guys run the organization. A Shane McMahon, you know, bring a Cornette, bring these Paul Heymans, but no, they want this hands-on approach.
All these guys.
Yeah, and when you have the hands-on approach, guys, you know, it's like running a business. When you run a business, you think, okay, I laid out all the money, let me run everything, but you don't know a damn thing about what entitles the back of the restaurant or the, you know, you might know the front of the restaurant or you might not know something else, but let people run it the way they're capable of running it. They have the experience to showcase it.
Absolutely. We're going to go further into this because the match that happened that night on the Bash of the Beach was Hogan just like putting his little tapped his little finger. And then, you know, so, I mean, and then, you know, there was the fall and the pin and everything else. It was just crazy.
Right.
Hogan didn't even want to be involved in that. Jeff Jarrett was involved in this whole thing. It was a big mess. Booker T became the champ. It was just a huge. Vince Russo had no clue what he was doing. And then on top of that, you had Eric Bischoff there, and them two don't even get along. So, I mean, you know, and then to try to pull Hulk Hogan, now listen to this, Hulk Hogan, Eric Bischoff, and Vince Russo, and having them run TNA, Dixie Carter made that big mistake. So what do you guys think about that, too? We'll talk about that as we go along here. Bubba, you're up.
Well, I just think Hogan knew what he was doing. He rolled out with the belt. Now, Booker T got his moment to shine, which wasn't the right way to do it on how the storyline was written, because Booker T is a great wrestler. But I just think, you know, Hogan would have came back and maybe would have faced Booker T and gave Booker T that rub, you know, because that would have been a lot better. And Hogan just not wrestling that match and putting his foot on Jeff Jarrett, I mean, it was all Vince Russo, and he shouldn't have did and talked the way he did when he was swearing and cursing on that pay-per-view like he was. Just disrespecting.
Absolutely. Smoking Jim?
Yeah, hey, Ralph. You and Bubba, the Brew Crew, you guys covered it perfectly, man. I agree with you guys.
Mark?
Well, it just goes to show you, you know, it's, you know, the friends will run with the friends, and, you know, they don't understand that, you know, the experience factor. And I told you that earlier that, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
It was terrible, man. It was terrible.
Oh, it was a bad situation. And I was kind of glad when Vince McMahon actually bought them. And I felt bad for Eric Bischoff because he was trying to get funding. He had already had the funding in place. He was ready to buy them and restart it, and then Vince McMahon come in and swooped out his competition.
They did
just like Aldi, Ralph. Just like Aldi bought them Dollar, and everybody bought everybody else out. You know,
if they'd had a TV spot, Bischoff would have had the partners to buy it, but they didn't have a TV spot because TNT didn't want any more wrestling at that time. So if they had had a spot, it could have been a different thing.
Yeah, AOL didn't want wrestling. I remember when AOL bought it from Ted Turner. They didn't want nothing to do with wrestling. So, I mean, you know, 312, or I'm sorry, we're up to 375 now that's listening. It's really great that we have all these folks listening. All right, our next topic is, of course, you know, this Saturday in case.
Can I get some of these questions out, guys?
Oh, go ahead, Mark.
I know I'm getting bugged
ahead.
With
we have
them.
Time for questions.
Yeah, Lance from Pensacola, Florida. Coming in, says, guys, I love the show. I love the advertising. You guys are bringing in more and more each and every week. I want to talk about SummerSlam. I heard you guys talking about the Seth Rollins, Finn Balor. I can't imagine Finn Balor taking the belt, but it makes sense if Seth Rollins is taking a walk. Can't wait for the Tribal Combat match. Jey Uso is going to tear up Roman Reigns. I don't know about that, man. I do not know about that. I don't know what you want to comment on Lance from Pensacola. We'll go across the board. Ralph, Bubba, and then you, Smoking Jim.
You know what? I'm not a Roman Reigns fan. I can't stand him. But I got to tell you what, Mark. I got to agree with you on this. I seriously have to agree with you on this. I don't see Jay. It's anything going on. But I have heard some stories and some rumors. But we're going to find out if it happens. That Rikishi is supposed to step in, or The Rock, or somebody from the family is supposed to show up and try to fix this. So we're going to find out if that happens at SummerSlam or at The Raw after SummerSlam or the SmackDown or whatever. But it's supposed to be happening real soon. So, you know, anything can happen in the WWE. You know how that goes. Bubba?
I love all the viewers tuning in and asking these questions, but I'm going to have to disagree with that viewer. Roman Reigns will retain. He's not going to lose anything going up to WrestleMania. The storyline is too vital.
Yep. And you know what? If I can chime on that before you get it over to Smoke and Jim. Sorry, Smoke, because I know where there's smoke, there's fire, and you want to bring it through. Let me just jump in a real quick minute here. And that's what I've been saying all along, Bubba. I've been sticking to my song on that. That he's not losing any belt. This thing's going to be dragged all the way to WrestleMania. And let me tell you guys something, if you didn't already know. They usually have these WrestleMania tickets go on sale in November. They've moved this up till next couple weeks. So you know the buildup is going to be huge in Philadelphia. I thought it was going to be The Rock and Reigns this year. The Rock and Reigns
he's
next
coming.
Year, you can bank on it.
He's coming. He's coming because
yep.
he's got nothing to do, and he's training. He's coming.
Yep.
You heard yeah. it here first.
yep. Smoking right, Jim, anything, man. They think they're going to get lose the belt. Reigns ain't losing the belt. Acknowledge him.
Hey, I agree. I can't understand. Ralph is usually on point, but I can't understand how he don't like Roman Reigns. I tell you what, this guy's come a long way, man, over 1,000 days. I'm holding the belt. He ain't going to lose it, but I'm very intrigued about what's going to happen in Philadelphia next year with The Rock. This should be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm working on trying to get there, so we're going to see what happens for that, you know. So might have to go get a loan or something, but we'll see.
Yeah, you guys roll on the turnpike, man. It's a quick jump for you guys. It's 2,500 miles for me, but you guys are all on the turnpike. And Smoking Jim, he's going to Philly all the time, so that should be a good one. Yeah, I want to get out there, too.
Hey,
definitely want to get back for that one.
Can you imagine all of us, and it will include Sal Terataglia from Liberty Bell Smack and Marianne Costello.
And doing the show outside that
yeah.
joint. Doing
yeah,
a show, a pregame show with these guys. Oh,
yeah.
That would be epic.
Yeah. Oh,
in the
absolutely.
Snow. It's going to snow.
Yeah, just like you got
that would
when
be
they had the
unbelievable.
Super Bowl at the Meadowlands. Oh, when they had the Super Bowl
oh,
at the stadium. Oh, my gosh, was it cold. I forget who the act was, and they were blowing cold steam out of their mouth. I said, oh, gosh.
Yeah, who was that? I'm trying to think the same
I can't
one.
Remember who it was.
I know. Darn it.
It was funny. Oh, my gosh. I says, you know, Roger Goodell did it again. I mean, I'm like.
Let me get another one, if I can. Steve from Corvallis, Oregon, another guy chimes into a lot of the shows. Says, yeah, the SummerSlam is going to be a good one. The Yawner, where I can probably spend more time, you know, doing a long walk on a short pier, would be the Brock Lesnar Rhodes one. All roads do not lead to SummerSlam. All roads lead to another disaster. I'm tired of seeing these guys. Yeah, you and me both. And I imagine you, Smoking Jim, might feel the same way. Bubba might feel the same way. You know, Ralph, I am so tired of Brock Lesnar.
I wish Brock Lesnar and his family of butcher shops, I wish he would disappear from wrestling and go help his family with his butcher shops. That's what I wish he would do. So, you know, Brock the Butcher Lesnar. So, you know, goodbye. You know what I mean?
Took Brock to
Bubba.
Beat Cody Rhodes in my show, in my Mania Picks show. Brock Lesnar. Yeah.
Well, the problem with Lesnar is
anything?
I don't know if it's the competition or they've worn this thing out. Nobody cares after 2-3 matches now. They keep dragging it out. And I think because either Rhodes is in a stagnant situation where he can't go against Reigns because, you know, they haven't got him over there yet and, you know, they want to continue that. Or maybe you can't put him against Rollins because they're both heels now and you, like – Ralph alluded to, Rollins is, you know, hanging it up for a while. But what do you do with Lesnar at the same thing? Who do you pit him against? L.A. Knight?
Well,
I mean, you gotta have something where you can pin him. And now, let me get this last guy out. Joey from Bucks
well,
County, Pennsylvania
well, ahead,
says...
Well, go ahead, Mark, because
yeah,
I have the answer to that question.
Joey from Bucks County, PA says, I don't know... what this is going to entitle, but that Escobar guy is not winning from Austin Theory. Oh, yeah, that's not happening. That's definitely not happening. So you got a couple things to talk about. Guys, Ralph, you got it. Give it over to Smoke and Jim, Bubba, then I'll chime in at the end here.
All right. First of all, again, I earned Theory earned my respect when he beat John Cena. All right, that's when he earned my respect. Okay, now, secondly... Okay, Brock Lesnar is going to go. Is going to fight Gunther, but they don't know what pay per view yet. Okay, that's in the works. Gunther could lose this to Drew, and if he does, then I think in either Survivor Series or you will see it come up at one of the other pay-per-views. It's going to be Gunther versus Brock Lesnar. I'm going to tell you what, that's going to be a great match. I would love to see that match because I'd love to see what Gunther's made of against Brock Lesnar. All right? You know, I would love to see that match. Smoke and Jim.
Well, NCAA heavyweight champion, UFC champion, and WWE world champion. How can you get tired of Brock Lesnar? I can't get enough of it, brother.
Bubba.
Well, I just think Drew's going to upset Gunther in the IC Championship because that's going to be the best match on SummerSlam, I believe. But like Smoke and Jim said, you cannot bet against Brock Lesnar. He is going to be coming out there with fierce and determination over Cody. I like Cody Rhodes as a wrestler, but now the meeting the road, and the road is Brock Lesnar. That's why I picked him.
All right, Mark.
Yeah, I like Rhodes in this one. I think if you watch wrestling enough, if they take so many beatings and the one guy comes out ahead in these beatings, then you know the other guy's going to get his due come the match. And I like Rhodes in this one to put an end to this once and for all.
Well, that happened in the match with Cena and Lesnar. Remember, Lesnar beat him up a couple times,
right.
And then the third match, Cena came back and used the chain and beat Lesnar. So, I mean, you know,
right.
Maybe Rhodes could come up with something. I mean, I would like to see this happen as well. I'm telling you guys, the match is of this year or the beginning of next year could be Gunther versus Brock. I would love to see that match. That would be a dream match to see. All right, the rest of the card, we have Asuka taking on Bianca Belair and Charlotte Flair. Let's go around the horn here. Smoke and Jim, start with you.
I'm always going to go with the EST of WWE, Bianca Belair. I think she got the talent. I think she gets her title back.
Bubba?
I love all three of these ladies. I've been a big Flair fan of her whole career, but Asuka will retain the title.
All right, Mark?
Yeah. I said it yesterday in Tampa that Asuka's going to retain the title. They're going to set up that Neo Sky match because Neo Sky is going to finally get rid of Bayley. That's been kind of weighing her down. Neo Sky will be a face. Asuka will be the heel. This is the big one everybody wants to see. As much as I love Flair, I will tell you, and I'm going to throw this one, I'm going to stick to it like you said, Bubba. We throw those predictions where we stick through it. From my mouth to God's ears, I'm telling you, Bianca Belair is going heel, along with her husband there, Montez Ford. There's too many faces right now in the WWE, not enough heels. These two are going.
Oh, absolutely.
I like
that. I see her joining the new Hurt Business or whatever's going to happen here with Lashley, and he's been talking to the Street Profits. She could join up with them. You know, that would be interesting. And then if they all can get some title belts, that would be something else too.
Let me get one more. Albert from Poway chiming in says, guys, my favorite, and nobody talks about him, he's going to cash in and win this thing, Damian Priest. I know. Smoking Jim, a big fan of the Judgment Day. There might be only two guys here, the listener and a guy on a panel that goes for the Judgment Day. To hell with the other three of you guys. Well, Albert, I don't know if you've had too many fish tacos. I don't know. The heat might be too bad down there in San Diego. I'm not a Damian Priest. This guy has no mic skills, can't talk, and I don't think this guy is going to get the belt. Even if he cashes in, he'll have it for 10 seconds and he'll drop it. This guy's a stool.
Okay. We have 423 people listening, guys. That is great. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. Later on, I have a real nice top 10 coming up that I think you guys are going to enjoy this week.
Yeah.
So let's continue with the SummerSlam card here. What do you guys think of this this match? We've already talked earlier, Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. We do know, and I gave you the facts of the matter, that Seth Rollins has to step away for injuries and surgeries. Finn Balor becoming champion, and then Damian Priest, everyone's predicting here, could cash in on him. If that happens, do you see the Judgment Day going down? Let's start with you, Mark.
Well, I'm not a big fan of it. I mean, I love Rhea Ripley on it, but the big thing here is when you look at this whole faction, Dominic, I don't understand why he keeps coming back in the WWE. You want a belt in the other thing. Stay in the minors, man. You're not part of the big show. I don't understand that. And then you got these two buffoons. I call them buffoons because nobody knows what to do with Finn Balor. You know, is he Damian Finn? What is he? I mean, you know, it's just this guy kind of reminds me of Kane. They don't know what to do with this guy. He's a face. He's a heel. He's back again. And you know, just a mid-jobber when you look at him. And I'm not a big fan of Damian Priest. I haven't. I mean, ever since the Bad Bunny thing and everything, I kind of looked at this guy and I said, another big guy that's not going to do anything. You know, even when I looked at Ricochet, and I know we haven't got to that, we'll stay on this topic, I wasn't a big fan of Ricochet because I saw a lot of those guys coming, but that could be an interesting match. So let's stay on top of this one before we get to the Ricochet. But, hey, if Finn Balor wins, you know Damian's going to cash in. That'll set up something there in the breakup of these guys.
Oh, absolutely. And then I think Mommy and Dom are going to go their own way there on their own. But anyway, Smoking Jim.
You know, Seth Rollins has been wanting this for a long time. He's one of the most popular, if not the most popular guy in wrestling entertainment business right now. I don't think he's going to allow the injuries to allow him to walk away right now. I think he'll take the needle. I think he'll retain the title, and I think he got another 6 months to do his thing.
Well, there you go. All right, Bubba.
Well, I took Finn Balor in my picks. I'm going to stick with Finn Balor, but I've just looked and reading this right now. The WWE is planning set to compete in a huge triple threat match at Payback in Pittsburgh against Priest and Finn Balor. That's just a rumor. I'm just looking at it right now.
Wow.
So something's going to happen from this match.
Yeah, I'm getting my tickets for that. I've been trying to get media passes, but you know how that goes. They don't return my phone calls like
exactly.
Sponsors don't return my phone calls.
Can I say something real quick? You got to let them know who you are.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
I said you're on a big radio station out there. Let them know who you are.
I already told. I've called WWE numerous times about this, Mark. I've left numerous messages. They know who I am. And I'm just getting disgusted because I can't get any media credentials for any of these events because nobody returns phone calls.
Yeah.
So, you know, Trapper Tom gets them, but I can't get them. You know, it doesn't. I mean, I don't hate Trapper Tom. I mean, I like Trapper Tom. He's good at what he does. But what I'm saying is he gets them, but I can't get them. And I have a media show here. He doesn't even have a show. I mean, he's just a wrestling announcer for, you know. Yeah.
Well, you bring up an interesting point. The problem is what's been lost in today's society is communication, integrity, character. I mean, you know, being attentive. It's just a long-lost art. Them four words have been completely lost in today's society, and it's sad. Guys, I mean, there's no excuse for not picking up a phone. You know, there really isn't, you know, and that's the problem today.
But what I can't
nobody
cares. What I can't
it's remarkable.
What I can't figure out, Mark, is everybody has a phone. Why can't we pick it up and make a phone call? That's what I don't get.
Well, I will tell you this, Ralph. You know, if you hit the lottery, the Pennsylvania lottery tomorrow, you'll have long lost cousins that you didn't even know you had in some of these foreign countries. That I can guarantee you. You know, once you hit something big and you're sitting on a platform and everybody's a bright light in the big city and they see Ralph Williams, then all of a sudden everybody comes out that you didn't even know, but they got their bloodstream from you somewhere. Unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely.
I will leave you with this before you go on to another. The same people that when you're going through adversity and stuff aren't there will be the same people when you hit it big will be trying to grab your coattails as the car is going down the road.
I agree.
Mark. Okay, Mark, I got you. That's a good one. I like that. Guys, it's a great show tonight. as always. And but I do want to say this. Anyone that's interested, anyone has a business, anybody that's interested and they want to become a sponsor for all RW Media shows, please give me a call. Give us a call at 412-990-8448. Please give us a call. I'll be more than happy to sit down with you, talk with you. You know, please, please return my phone call. All right, you know, a lot of these other people that don't, or emails or anything. All right, let's get into the top 10 here tonight. Let's start off with, I have a really nice one for you tonight. Top 10 factions of all time. All right, guess who number 10 is? The Bloodline. Start with you, Smoking Jim.
What?
Number 10 is the Bloodline. No,
well,
Smoking Jim.
I tell you, they got to be in the top 10, no doubt about it.
All right, Bubba?
Maybe barely reaching the top 10. Barely getting in.
Mark?
The Bloodline should be higher than that. I don't know why they get 10th. I mean, who's higher than these guys? Come on, the Bloodline's right up there with the Shield and everything, Nexus.
Well, number 9 is the Undisputed Era. Mark?
Oh, my gosh. I still could have the Bloodline over that, believe me, boys.
Bubba? Bubba?
Stream, you know what I mean? So I rank them a little higher. I like that.
Okay, how about you, Smoking Jim?
Yeah, that's a good spot for them.
All right, number 8, the Hart Foundation. Smoking Jim.
Wow, I thought they'd be a little higher, but
so did I. So did I. So did I. How about you, Bubba?
Bubba?
Bubba? Yeah, Bubba, go ahead.
I loved it. I loved the Hart Foundation.
Okay, Mark?
I got to agree with Smoking Jim. I thought they'd be a little higher, Neidhart and Bret Hart. That's kind of weird, man. It's going to be interesting to see what – people must have short memories here, man. I like to see who's in the top 5 when we get up there.
All right. Number 7, the Shield. All right, start with you, Bubba.
They could have been a little lower. There's so many other factions out there that they're not even naming.
Mark?
This is the top 5. Bubba, I got to disagree with you, man. I love the Shield. They did some damage. Ambrose, Rollins, and Reigns. I mean, they came in. That was one of the best factions in WWE. They just created havoc. I thought they should be higher, so... I'm waiting. I'm going to sit wait here. I'd love to know who they got in the top 5 because it can't be the Bushwhackers, can it?
No, they're not even close. All right, Smoking Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, they got to be in the top 10, no doubt about it, brother.
All right, number 6, Evolution. Mark.
Good, but still not my top 5. I mean, Evolution is good. I like them all, but not my top 5.
You're going to be real surprised when you see the top 5 is. Bubba.
I agree with Mark. They wouldn't be in my top 5.
No.
Smoking Jim.
I agree with the Brew Crew and Mark.
Okay, number 5. Here we go. Everybody ready? New Day. The New Day, number 5. Go ahead, Smoking Jim.
I tell you what, man, they had a fan base that was unbelievable. I could never understand why, but they loved that the music, the song, the dancing, the instruments. So, I guess they got to be in the top 10.
All right, Bubba.
I think they'd be lower, but those three were cohesive. But there was another cohesive 3-man tag team that caused chaos and controversy everywhere they went, and that was the fabulous Freebirds.
Freebirds. You got that, Bubba. Nobody beats them. Nobody beats them. All right, Mark.
Well, New Day was good, and he brought up an interesting point. I can remember the Bootios and all that stuff. But, you know, when Big E went, I think that really knocked this faction down a couple notches. they were popular, and I guess, you know, that was a big thing, but man, oh man, I probably got them in my top five, barely, but I'm interested to hear what these other four are before we wrap this show.
Okay, number four, the Bullet Club. Bubba.
Yeah?
Oh, I don't think they should be in the top ten. There's so many different variations of it, not in the top ten in my book.
Yeah, that kind of got me surprised and puzzled myself. Smoking Jim.
Yeah, I wouldn't have them in the top ten either.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Mark, how about you?
Well, they sell a lot of shirts and everything. I mean, they were popular in the day. I could probably put them in my top five. I'm going to go against the grain.
All right, we have 511 listening right now, 511. All right, number three, D-Generation X. Mark.
They're good. I mean, yeah, D-Generation X, X-Pac, all those guys, Triple H. Oh, yeah, Shawn Michaels. The Cannons, the whole Chinks, oh, yeah, Creating Havoc. Yeah, definitely D-Generation X up there.
Bubba.
Yeah, definitely ranked third to be appropriate, and they were better when Triple H was leading the helm of that faction.
Smoking Jim.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I wonder who's higher than those guys, man. Yeah.
Oh, you guys know it, and I think they fit the bill. Actually, I think they should be 1 and 1B, as Smoker Jim would say in his top 10s, 1 and 1B. So, number two, you ready? The New World Order. All right, let's start with you, Smoking Jim.
Yeah, yeah. Got to have them in the top 10 for sure.
Bubba. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hogan, Hall, and Nash was the ultimate. They started it. They started ratings, and they made that boom in the 90s. So I agree with that spot.
How about you, Mark?
Yeah, I got them. So now I'm just interested in number one. Is it Nexus?
No, it's not. Nexus isn't even in this. I'm going to tell you who number one is. You ready? The Four Horsemen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta tell you a story on that one, guys. I saw a guy the other day wearing one in a coffee shop, the Four Horsemen. It looked sweet, man. The Four Horsemen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So
unbelievable.
All right, I know it's an unbelievable countdown, but I do agree with everyone. I don't think the Bullet Club shouldn't have been in there, and I, you know, because like Bubba said and everyone else, there's so many variations of this. That it was just hard to keep up with. So anyhow, but there's your top.
And Ralph, the four horsemen with Barry Windham in that horseman position.
Yeah,
was
the Widowmaker.
Yeah, that was good, yeah. And I liked when Mike Rotunda was in it too.
Barry Windham, the old Widowmaker.
Yep, the Widowmaker. Yeah.
Hey guys, we're coming towards the end of the show right now, so
we are.
Well, Bubba, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. We're just so part. We got the Four Horsemen here each and every Thursday.
Well, it's great to be on the show, and it's great for the fans tuning in. I love the interaction. You guys can catch the Triple B Experience on Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, and you can just get a hold of me at the X at Brewer_Bubba. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, everybody here that's – Go ahead,
Smoking
Jim.
Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier, Facebook.
Ralph, baby.
Yeah, you can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. X, you can get a hold of me on LinkedIn. You can get a hold of me on YouTube. I have my own YouTube channel. You can see the replay of Sports Corner Radio with Smoking Jim and I on Beaver County Radio's YouTube channel. Or on my YouTube channel as well. And don't forget, every Tuesday night, the radio show that's making waves in Pittsburgh, and Smoking Jim and I are doing it, and we're proud to be doing it, and that is Sports Corner Radio on Beaver County Radio, 99.3 FM, 1230 and 1460 AM, and also on their Facebook page live, YouTube channel live, on their website, on their app, and also on www.rwmedia.org.
Well, I'll tell you, as for you guys in Pittsburgh, blessed to do this each and every week, like I said, you can find me, yours truly, Mark Mancini, all over the place, Mancini Media, Philadelphia, XM, on this show. And the top of the hour, I'll be producing that crazy show out of Indianapolis. Ralph, I know you listen a lot to the Eat Me Cooking podcast show, where food is not the option there. So we'll find out what it is today. Today they're supposed to be talking about pizza. So we'll find out what you can do with pizza. And if it's thin crust, yeah.
Smoke and Jim should listen to them when they talk about nudist colonies.
Yeah. Make sure you're buckled in with not one seatbelt, not two seatbelts, maybe 10 seatbelts. Catch the archive show of this on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. For Bubba, for Ralph, for Smoke and Jim, yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying have a blessed night and a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, same time, same channel. Good night, everybody.
Good night.